Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi. I'm calling about a charge on my credit card statement, and I wanted to know what this is for with your company. It's on my statement. It has the company Buzofum, B-U-Z-O-F-U-M.
Okay. I'd be more than happy to look into it in one brief moment. Your zip code would be
27893.
All right. First and last name would be
Linda Land, L-Y-N-D-A-L-A-N-D.
Okay. You said L-Y-N-D-A?
Yes, that's the first name, then L-A-N-D.
Do you go by a different last name?
No.
Chapman?
No.
Okay, just to be sure. What's the last 4 digits of the card that the purchase came off of?
Hang on. That would be 1427.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I do see it. Billing address for security purposes, please, Ms. Land.
400 Clyde Avenue Northwest, Wilson, North Carolina, 27893.
All right. All right. So, yes, ma'am, I do see that there was a Wi-Fi booster that was purchased for the shipping and handling charge of $745. Do you recall him making a purchase for the Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, I do. But then I do have that, but then there was a $49.97 charge after that.
Yes, ma'am.
And I
wanted
what that was.
Yes, ma'am. So 24 to 48 hours of that purchase, if the account was not canceled, then a subscription charge would apply to the account. It would email you out a $125 voucher to order more items off the website that was listed within the email. If you wish to continue of receiving the gift cards each month, it will be the same price.
Okay. I'm calling for my mother. And she does not, you know, didn't know it would cost $50 a month that she's being a subscriber, you know, once she bought that.
Okay. Do you have
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you have your mother around?
She's right here.
Yes, ma'am. I just need her consent to speak with you on the behalf of her.
Right.
All righty. Thank you for that.
Okay.
So, yes, so basically that's what happened because the account was not canceled in time. I can most definitely go ahead and get it canceled so there would be no future charge to come out of the account, and we are able to provide a 35% refund on the charges.
Yeah, no, we want everything off. She's 90 years old, and she did not know what she, you know, she did not understand she was subscribing to this month by month.
And it's not working.
And it doesn't work anyway.
Yes, ma'am, but there was still terms, condition, expression that this account had to be canceled. The highest that we can do is a 50% refund, ma'am.
No, and in fact, we can call PayPal and dispute the charges because it's very suspiciously, the reason we noticed it is every month it's a different name with the charge, which is very suspect. It's not one name every month. Consistently, like most bills are, it's a different name every month for $49.97, which is very odd.
Right, because they do sell other products. So, yes, ma'am, the merchant would appear different, but the charge would be the same. So, yes, ma'am, I did go ahead and cancel that account, but those charges, we are able to do that 50% refund.
Well, no, we want 100% refund.
We can do a 50% refund, ma'am.
I'll go through the hard way if we need to do that. I just, you know, and file a complaint as well.
Okay, no problem. So I can provide you. I can provide you that cancellation number whenever you're ready.
Just a second. Go ahead.
She is in Charlie. 258.
Okay. Hang on. If you can start again, something happened to my phone.
No problem. That she is in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258.
Okay.
819.
Uh-huh.
647.
647. C258819647.
That is correct.
And what is the name of your company?
The name of the company is Wi-Fi Booster.
That is the name of the company.
Correct.
And do you know why every month they have a different phone number to call and a different, you know,
once
name?
Again, ma'am, the merchant do sell other products.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. So
but
the
they
account
changed their
mm-hmm.
Why did they change their name every month?
They do sell other products, ma'am.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do. I mean, most companies sell other products, but they don't change their name.
Well, this merchant does change their name, ma'am. I'm not sure why they do it, but I do understand that we did cancel this account today. There will be an email confirming the cancellation within the next 24 to 48 hours. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
And we want our refund.
We can do a 50% refund, ma'am.
You can do 50% now, but the rest of the 50% is going to come off also.
We can do that 50% refund on the account today.
Well, go ahead and do that today.
It will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. Also, it will also be notified within the email that the cancellation and also the process of the refund has been situated. 3 to 5 business days once again for the refund. I do appreciate you for giving customer service a
but
call.
But it hasn't been resolved, but the 50% is, and we will continue and pursue the other 50%.
No problem.
Thank you
very
much.
Appreciate you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
No problem.